But they talk about it in terms of glass and clay, for the most part. And there are certain other chemicals now, of course, this Melmac, which is plastic material, they call it the tube type. I guess.
Did you say it was?
Melmac, it's a plastic material. It's made from chemicals.
Did you say tube?
Yeah, they call it, tube? When they refer to it, they say, well, this came from the tube, meaning it came out of a chemistry laboratory.
If you had an egg made of china, you would say it is a
porcelain egg.
Or if you if you didn't use the word porcelain, you would say it's a
artificial egg, or what would you say?
Using the word
China.
It's a
Chinese, mostly Chinese made. I didn't know what that was, but it's been a long time since I've had it. My grandmother used to have some of those things. This was, we call them fakes because it made the hen think that she had laid an egg and here's one, and they always want another one to go with it.
Yeah.
And she did tell me what that was, but it's been so long. Oh, God, it's been quite a long time ago.
What would you use to carry water in on a farm or anywhere?
Most of the pails, I consider the Jack and Jill method.
What were they made of?
Some are made of wood, some of corrugated iron, some, not too many with tin, but there have been some with brass construction, copper. But some are even made from canvas materials. They're just shaped, you know, this is the interior. Of course, the exterior was it's almost like a tube type with an inner lining.
Stretch?
Not too much, no. It just, it's waterproof. In other words, it will hold water, just like the old gourd, you know, for the dipper. Cut a hole around and then take the seeds out and let it dry, and then in many instances it put a stain on it, maybe like shellac, for its preservation, for the most part.
If you had pigs, what would you carry their food to them in?
Either slop pail or bucket, whatever. Some areas they call them buckets, and other places they call them pails. Others they just send them tubs, cans. Well,
how about those long things that pigs are fed?
The feeders? Mm-hmm. That's all I've ever heard of, just a feeder. And you can make them out of wood, and many are made out of metal, just depending upon the availability and the individual. Some places they use the big ones. I've noticed that you can use, they use the hot water tanks. They cut them out very much, you know. In some areas they use these big barrels, these metal barrels, and they cut a portion like they make barbecue pits from things of this sort. It just depends on the ingenuity of the individual. I've seen this any number of tapes.
Do you remember ever seeing something that horses would drink out of?
Yes.
What kind of thing that?
Trough.
If you had more than one of these, you would have?
Troughs.
What do you fry eggs in?
Mostly skillet. Frying pan. That's about it. Yes.
Do you remember ever seeing maybe your grandparents use something out in the backyard that was very big, or in your house? They came in different sizes. They were big and black.
Pots and skillets and things of that sort, yes. Uh-huh. I know they used to fry fish in this deep-bellied black pots, and it's just delightful. It seemed that they know just exactly when to take it out. It would kind of float around in this oil it was cooked in, the cooking oil.